We're going back to Atlanta, Wes. Same city, but new stadium. It's time for Final Thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, very similar to last week, you and I were talking about that game against the Seahawks and the Packers really establishing themselves as one of the NFC powers. Another opportunity to do that against the reigning NFC champion, Atlanta Falcons, also the champions of the South last year. The Packers have seen a lot of these top division returning teams over the years. That's something that happens when you win five of your last six division titles. But now going into a new stadium, another environment, going to be really exciting, really energetic. The Packers trying to continue on that road of getting off to a fast start.
Yeah, and I say what's at stake is to spoil the party. They're going to be raising some NFC champions banner. They're opening their new stadium. Hey, cut the celebration short. Why not, right? And while you're at it, maybe you get another one of those early season victories that could factor into the playoff seeding down the road. You just never know, right? About a player to watch, Wes.
Mike, my player to watch in this game is Randall Cobb. I think last week you saw exactly what he adds to an offense when he's healthy. 9 catches, 85 yards, led the Packers, and really more importantly, continue to help them move the chains. Last year during the regular season, they didn't have Cobb due to injury. The playoffs, he ended up being one of their top receiving targets for Aaron Rodgers throughout the entire thing, including in Atlanta. So Packers last year really were struggling with injuries throughout the course of the year at the receiver position. It was tough getting him, Jordy Nelson, and Davante Adams on the field at the same time. All three of those guys are healthy right now, and I think Cobb is really going to be a catalyst in the Packers being able to establish their rhythm offensively early on.
Yeah, I like that pick, and my player to watch will be on the defensive side, though, and that's cornerback Devon House. I'm not exactly sure what the Packers' game plan will be against Julio Jones, but I think it starts with Devon House, and that's a cover guy the Packers didn't have last year. They didn't have him in October. They didn't have him in the NFC Championship game. He's a big physical corner, a chance to really take on Julio Jones at the line of scrimmage at times. I also think Demaryius Randall could be a bit of an X factor in this game because the Atlanta Falcons never saw a healthy Demaryius Randall. I think he could make a difference in this game as well. But it starts with House against Jones because the Packers cannot let Julio Jones do what he did last January. Wes, I say the Packers win if they can withstand a surge from the Falcons because it's going to happen at some point in this game with this atmosphere and the new stadium and the first home game for Atlanta coming off of the NFC title. It might be right in the beginning of the game. It might be somewhere later on, but the offense is going to do something explosive. The defense is going to start to try to tee off with that pass rush and really get the crowd into it. The Packers have to withstand that. They have to survive it. They have to limit the damage and then just get settled down and play their game, and then I like their chances.
Yeah, Mike, I think that's a good point, and I think the Packers win this game. If they take a page out of the Chicago Bears playbook from a week ago, one of the reasons why the Bears were able to hang in so tight with the Falcons was because of how they defended the run and really minimizing the damage that Devontae Freeman did. He's a guy that can split out as a receiver. He can be really impactful out of the backfield. So you have to be able to keep tabs on him, and wherever he's lining up, have an answer for it. Packers got off to a really good start last week with their run defense, specifically using their nitro package, going a little bit smaller but still very stout. You carry that over into Atlanta, it goes a long way in not only stopping the run, but taking the crowd out of it.
Yeah, all right, I like that. But with that, we will sign off on Final Thoughts for now, but be sure to follow all of our coverage of the big Sunday night game on Packers.com and on all of our social media channels. Thanks for watching, everybody. Enjoy the ball game.